Integrated Living Ministries with John and Beverly Sheesby. You are listening to the series, Knowing the Holy Spirit. And now with the Word, here's Brother John.
All right, turn to John chapter 15. I haven't got a long word for tonight. I want to talk about fruitfulness. That's obviously the theme that the Holy Spirit has for us for tonight. And it's fun. It's real fun. I might not get further than the first verse. Or the second verse. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away, and every branch that bears fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. Notice the little word, every branch in me. Now, for many years, I understood this passage and what Jesus was saying about the vine in these terms, that Jesus was saying, he is the main stem of the vine, and I am the branch connected to him. And so the stress of the messages that I always heard was connection, staying connected to the vine. But that's not what Jesus said. Jesus said, I'm the whole vine. He didn't say, I'm just the stem. He says, I'm the whole vine. You're the branches in me. What he's talking about is not connection. He's talking about absorption. Big difference. Because so many Christians are concerned about, I've got to stay connected to Jesus. Well, if I pray and I read the Bible, well, I'll stay connected. No. He's not talking about. He's talking about the recognition that I am in him. He is the whole vine. I only find my life, I only find my identity, I only find my purpose in him. Not just connected to him, but recognizing that I am totally absorbed in him. I am in Christ. And that is the whole heart of the gospel. Everything is in Christ. I am in Christ. And of course, he is in me. But essentially, what I want you to hear is the whole concept of being in Christ. The absorption, rather than just a mere connection. And so he goes on to talk about abiding in him. He says, let's read verse 2 again. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes that it may bear more fruit. How does he prune us? He gives us the clue in the next verse. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. It is the word that prunes us. It is the word that cleanses us. It is the word that challenges those things in our lives that God is wanting to remove out of us to make us more fruitful. I mean, so many of us have the concept when we're going through hard times, God's pruning us. No. God doesn't teach you through tragedy. He teaches you through his word. See, we've got woolly ideas about that. And we think, God's teaching me something. My car broke down. No. He teaches you through his word. That's where his instruction and his direction is. The cleansing is through the word. Yeah, difficult circumstances might arise in your life, but you don't learn from circumstances. The only thing you'll learn from circumstances is bitterness. It's only the Word. The Word. The Word that is going to prune you. The Word that is going to clear or cleanse you, as he said here. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. For without me you can do a few things. See, child of God, what God is trying to bring us to, and what the ministry of the Holy Spirit is in the life of us as believers, is to bring us into that immediacy of relationship with Jesus. The recognition that my life is totally wrapped up in him. I spoke to you last night about tongues, for example, and for the blessing that it is to us as God's children, because it is the means whereby I can commune with him beyond the limitations of my understanding, which my be being bombarded by all kinds of thoughts and activities and demands that I need to be involved in. But there is a way that I can stay connected in the Spirit so that I can abide in Him. So that He can then input into me, so that He can direct me. You see, what Jesus is going to go on and speak about is obeying His commandments. And when we read that, we say, oh, you know, yeah, I've got to obey all the... No. What He wants us to do is to obey His directives to us. If He is the branch, and He is going to express His life through us, and He is going to bear fruit through us, because without Him we can do nothing, but He wants to do it all through us. If that is how it is, then we're going to have to hear His word, so that we can obey His word and then see produced in our lives what He says. There's such a power to the word of Christ dwelling in us. In John chapter 8, Jesus says to baby disciples in verse 30 and verse 31, He says, if you abide in My word, then are you My disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And listen, what was He saying to them? He's not saying to them, read the Bible, because they didn't have a Bible to read. What He was saying is this: I want you to stay in relationship to Me so that you can hear the words that I'm speaking to you, and so that you can do them, abide in them. If you abide in My word, then are you My disciples indeed. And then He says, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Paul says in Colossians chapter 3 and verse 16, let the word of Christ, word of the Anointed One, dwell in you richly. And then comes the outflow as you teach and admonish one another, as you sing, you know, and make melody in your hearts to the Lord. There's the outflow of the abiding word within you. It's so interesting that that is the counterpart of Ephesians 5:18, which is be filled with the Spirit. In Colossians 3:16, the parallel passage, He says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, because you can't separate the fullness of the Spirit from the fullness of His word within you. The two go hand in hand together. If you just get full of the Spirit and aren't full of the Word, you'll go off half-cocked and do all kinds of crazy things.
Right.
If you're full of the Word but you aren't full of the Spirit, you become dead.
Right.
I mean, just cold, dead, stony dead. No, He wants us to be so alive in the Spirit, but so full of His Word dwelling us, letting Him talk to us. Now, that Word is moment-by-moment communication. See, that's what the Spirit has been given to us for, is to hear His voice. Is to know what He's saying, to walk in what He's saying. There's a man who needs a touch of God. There's a man who needs to know the love of God. And if we listen to the Holy Spirit of God, we're going to know God's dynamic heavenly timing, which was set before the foundation of the earth, and we're going to come to points of encounter where Christ is going to move through us to touch others, and we will be mega fruitful if we'll only listen to His voice. That's why it's imperative to stay abiding in Him. That's why it's imperative to be open to the Word of Christ, to let it dwell in us richly. There's a verse of Scripture that so challenges me. It challenges me so much because our translations got it wrong. For it's the verse in Romans chapter 10 that we often quote. You know, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. If you go back though and you check in your translations, you'll discover that the earliest manuscripts didn't say the Word of God. The earliest manuscripts say the Word of Christ. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of Christ. You see, what the Word of God is trying to communicate, it's a living Word, it's a fresh Word. God's speaking to you today. It's not just saying, well, let me check up in what God says in the Bible. No, it's Christ speaking to me, the Anointed One who indwells me, who is the vine, and who wants to bear fruit through me. It's obvious I can't do anything of myself. It's only as I receive His Word. His Word is going to bear fruit in me, so I have to abide in Him to hear Him. And He's not always going to talk to me about great theological things. It's going to be practical things, like what fruit to bring. How many of you had fun hearing God about exactly what fruit to bring tonight? I mean, the Spirit of God told you specifically. I mean, it's such fun. Others of us just, well, you know, some fruit. Well, whatever. What's the cheapest? See, what's available? I'm telling you, people, this is a lesson from the Holy Spirit. See, He wanted us to hear. And I want you to hear what Brother Tom was saying. He wants you to take two fruit home. Now, some of you are going to walk out the door and not get your fruit because you're not going to be sensitive to the Spirit of God. And others of you are going to listen to the Word of Christ in you by the Holy Spirit. And you're going to obey His voice. And He's going to tell you exactly what to do with the fruit. And you're going to have such fun. I'm telling you, He wanted us to have a very practical thing tonight so that we can walk in fruitfulness. Walk in fruitfulness. I mean, this is not just an exercise in futility. This is not a fun thing. Bring a piece of fruit to church. I mean, everything revolves around hearing His voice. Without me, you can do nothing. Without me, you can't choose a piece of fruit. We think, well, I don't need to ask God what kind of fruit to choose. I mean, it's obvious. Just take whatever I've got in my house. Or what? Do you hear what I'm trying to say to you? See, I'm telling you, He wants us to so hear Him and so abide in Him so that we become mega fruitful. Mega fruitful. Mega fruitful. Mega fruitful in every area of our lives. Now, listen to what Jesus said in verse 15. And I preached on this. Some of you have heard the message on sonship out of this. This is one of the verses of it. But I want you to hear this. As Jesus is introducing His disciples, we've been looking all week at these chapters, John 14, 15, and 16, and the introduction to the coming of the Holy Spirit. Now Jesus says to them, "No longer do I call you servants, for a servant does not know what his master is doing." You see, the master only tells the servant enough for the servant to get the task done. But Jesus said, "I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard from my Father, I have made known to you." Woo-wee! See what Jesus is saying? I've called you friends because God wants you to know everything that's in His heart. And everything that He has given to me, I have made known to you. I don't want to withhold anything. And He says, I understand the limitations of your memory and everything else. And that's why the Holy Spirit is coming, because He's going to bring to your remembrance everything that I've told you. He's going to teach you all things. He's going to lead you into all truth, because you can know all that the Father has spoken, all that the Father wants to do. You can know the words of the Father and walk in the Word of the Father, and that's coming by the Holy Spirit. And listen, you need to understand, you're not servants anymore. You're not in a distant relationship. You're not in a task-orientated relationship. You're in an intimate relationship. You can hear the words of the Father. And then He says this: "You didn't choose me, but I chose you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit." Did you notice that the fruitfulness follows hearing what the Father says? He says, "You're not a servant anymore. Now I've called you my friends because of the covenant relationship within. You're in a covenant relationship with God of strong friendship because of the blood that I'm going to send. God's going to share His heart with you. And when you hear the heart of God, you're going to become mega fruitful." Now let me tell you where many of us come from. Many of us were saved and came to Jesus in churches that equated fruitfulness with getting involved in the church program. You know, if you were involved in the church program, whatever that might be, oh, you are a fruitful Christian. Don't get sucked into the limitations of some church program. It's so much bigger than that. God wants to bring us out of it. Fruitfulness is much bigger than a visitation program. It's so much bigger than, you know, taking care of in the nursery. Fruitfulness is hearing Him every day in everything that I do. Simply flowing in the fruitfulness of the Lord Jesus. Flowing in the fruitfulness of the Anointed One. Hearing His voice. "Lord, what do you want me to wear today?" Well, what on earth does that have to do with fruitfulness? A whole bunch. Because somebody's going to notice what you're wearing and they're going to say, "Huh, that's a pretty outfit." They might even say something about it. And you've got an opportunity to begin sharing. You might not even have to speak with your mouth, but just be kind and pour out some of the love of Jesus that's in you on them. It's glorious. It's so glorious. You can be fruitful wherever you are. We're staying at the Comfort Inn. And one of the perks of staying at the Comfort Inn is that we can go to World Gym every day to go and work out. I cannot tell you how the eyes of those people light up when we walk in. How pleased they are. Because the first day we walked in, Bev began to bless them all over the show. Spoke prosperity all over that gym. Spoke to them and blessed them in the name of Jesus. And said, since you're blessing us, God promises to bless you. Because if you bless His children, you will be blessed. And I speak the blessings of the Lord. I mean, their faces just light up when we walk in. We're blessing them. We're being fruitful. I'm telling you people, there's opportunities to be fruitful everywhere. Because I tell you what, Christ is fruitful and He's so full of fun. He's so full of inventive ideas to bless people. Wow. Well, we say, well, but my fruitfulness is restricted. I sing in the choir on Sunday. I teach a Sunday school class, you know. Come on, people, come on. As the Word of Christ dwells in you richly, you become fruitful wherever you are. I mean, you can bear fruit in the midst of a famine. You can be fruitful wherever you are. I have ordained you. I ordered. I planted you. I established you that you should go and bring forth fruit. It's not something that you have to work up and do. You're part of the vine. And in the vine, you are going to be fruitful. I called you. Remember, you didn't choose me. So it's not up to you. It's up to me. If I ordained you to bring forth fruit and I chose you, then I will make you fruitful. Relax. See, you've heard so many messages about, boy, you better be fruitful because He ordained you to bring forth fruit. And if you're not fruitful, you can't ask God whatever you will in His name and He won't do it for you. That's why your prayers aren't being answered because you are, blah, 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 blah. Listen, I'm telling you, if He says I chose you to do it, you're going to do it. Amen. It's a promise. It's not a commandment. He says, I've ordained you to go and be fruitful and that your fruit should remain so that whatever you ask the Father, He will do it for you. It's, you see, it's life. Life of vital communion, absorption. It's the recognition. I'm in Christ and He's in me. It's glorious. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Now listen to me. There's one thing you're going to learn about the Holy Spirit. He's real spontaneous. And you've got to be careful not to analyze behind what He tells you to do. One of the most important lessons that you can ever learn when it comes to doing His commandments, as Jesus said in this passage, is obey instantly. I love sharing the stories. In fact, Bev teaches it most of the time when we do offering teachings on the paradigm shift. And some of you have heard that, how the Lord ministered to us through Jerry Savelle about the paradigm shift from becoming need conscious to becoming seed conscious. Using the illustration of Jesus telling His disciples in the one case to go into the village and find the colt on which no one had ever ridden to loose it and bring it. And in the other case, He sent them into the city and said, go into the city and you'll see a man carrying a water pot. When you see him, ask him where the house is, where we can prepare a feast for the master. And the disciples obeyed. Now, what Jerry Savelle was saying is this. Most of the times we're going to sit there and analyze and say, now, how on earth am I going to know if it's a colt that hasn't been ridden on? It won't have a sign on the side. How can you tell if a colt hasn't been ridden on? I mean, you know, does the back sort of hump if it's been ridden on? And, you know, it's got a straight back. You see, we start analyzing using reason and we miss it. You see, you know by the Holy Spirit. You know by the Holy Spirit when you get to the situation. But we get stymied because we start thinking in the natural and we get into the rational and we start figuring it out. Or imagine the disciples saying, well, now Jesus, you're talking about a man with a water pot. What color is the water pot? You know, there'll be quite a few men carrying water pots probably this time of the evening. Could you give us a little bit more distinguishing marks about this particular man so that we'll be sure we got the right man? No, they obeyed, and the Bible says, and it was as Jesus said. See, when they got there, they found it out. And I'm telling you, we're missing so many opportunities for fruitfulness because we're sitting and we're rationalizing and working it out and figuring it out. And the Spirit of God is wanting to bring us to the place where we just instantly are obedient to the promptings of the Spirit within. Oh, it's so marvelous. It's so marvelous. I'm telling you, it's such a joy. One time I was up in Oklahoma. I'd picked up a rental car in Tulsa and driven up to a church that I had had a number of meetings in. And a preacher had asked me to come and minister to someone in his church. And I left there late and I had to head back to the airport in Tulsa and hand in the rental car and catch my plane. And as I was driving along, the Holy Spirit said, go to Big Cabin. I said, Lord, to get from here to Big Cabin is dirt roads. And I mean, anyone who knows that part of Oklahoma, it's all big squares. And some of the roads, dirt roads, don't go through. And I said, Holy Spirit, I don't know how to get from here to Big Cabin. He said, trust me. I said, okay. And off we went, driving these roads. And I was driving real fast, having a lot of fun. Just like in Africa, dirt roads flat out, you know. And he brought me right into Big Cabin. I stopped at the preacher's home there. I'd had a meeting in a church there. Stopped at the preacher's home. And I went in, and the preacher's wife was standing at the kitchen sink. She began to cry. She said, you know, this morning I went for a walk and I just felt like walking and never coming home. I was so depressed. I said, God, I don't know if you love me. If you really love me, won't you supernaturally send someone today to tell me that you love me? And God had to bring me from Dallas-Fort Worth right up to Oklahoma just to tell a precious preacher's wife who was so discouraged. And the enemy had said, you might as well take your life. And she was thinking of committing suicide that day. And as the last thing, said, Lord, please send somebody supernaturally to tell me that you love me. I'm telling you, there's such wonderful miracles. There's such wonderful opportunities for heaven-sent encounters. Heaven-sent encounters. You see, even Juanita's timing. She left her money in the car. She had to go back to... I mean, this timing is split second, people. Woo-hoo-hoo! It's split second. It's split second, following the promptings, the word of the anointed one in you by the Holy Spirit, just obeying, just following the promptings and doing. I'm telling you, the Spirit of God spoke to me this afternoon and said, I want to release an anointing for that kind of sensitivity to my voice, that God's people will begin to get fruitful in areas that they never dreamed that they could be fruitful in, and discover a life that of such excitement of just being sensitive to the Holy Spirit. You know, I love my wife for many reasons. She is so precious. But I tell you what I love about her is she's so alive in the Spirit and so instantly obedient when the Spirit tells her to do things. And as a result, she falls into more miracles by accident than most of us in our lifetime can pray ourselves into. Because the Spirit of God is just longing to do supernatural things and make us so abundantly fruitful. 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 In the Anointed One. In Christ, who is the vine, abundantly fruitful. Let's stand to our feet.
This is the conclusion of this teaching. You have been listening to the ministry of John and Beverly Sheesby. For more information on this and other available teachings, please visit our website at www.liberatedliving.com. God bless you and thank you for listening.